Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one bachelorette recap podcast hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo. What was this, episode four?
That sounds right. Yeah, four. Who knows?
Waiting for a bad episode. I think it's a good season. I think it's a really good season. Did you watch the preview? Go ahead and say no.
No.
Great. The preview looks great. The preview looks great.
They're going to Minnesota. Are you kidding me?
I feel like I knew that.
I didn't know that.
But I thought it was a headline of yours. I don't know where I learned that, but I knew that, no. But I totally forgot it.
It did catch
me off guard.
And if I did, I forgot. I don't
Same
remember
here.
That at all.
Did you do any research? Are they going back because like school's starting? Is that why?
I haven't done any research. I should. I'll get back to you next week.
Okay.
I'll get back to
homework,
you.
Homework right off the bat.
Homework.
Sorry.
Assignments.
All right. Anything else before we get going? I'm excited for that.
No, this was just your standard episode.
It was a standard
episode.
It was just good.
And funny. This is the funniest season
to date. This is a funny season.
It's funny. I find myself constantly laughing.
The thing about going to Minnesota, AB, it ain't no bubble there. This is officially the first traveling.
We're stepping out.
Sleepy Brown. Big Gip. That's a nobody. That's a reference
I don't
to
know
nobody.
That, I have no clue what you're talking about.
You would remember that song. Look it up. From my old heads up there. We're stepping out. I'm saying it's the first real traveling. This is real traveling. They're doing dates in different places now.
I wonder if they're going to be going other places too. I'm like, once you're doing it, you might as well do it. Don't.
Those of us that saw the preview understand what's going to happen here.
Well, just tell me if they go other places. I don't need the...
Yeah,
that's not a spoiler.
I assume they go other places, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, go wow. other... You mean leave Minnesota?
Yeah.
I can't confirm that.
Okay.
But they leave... You know, they're not locked in a room.
They're around the public.
I don't know about the public.
Okay.
But they're on rooftops and shit, all right?
Okay,
I'm telling you, there's very...
Closed-off rooftops.
Now that I'm saying it out loud, it very well may be... They're all in one hotel.
Are they in a bubble?
It should be a disaster. All right, let's do the episode.
Okay.
Caitlin's with Michelle. Michelle's with Caitlin, I suppose, would be a better way to phrase mm-hmm. that. One of her biggest fears is starting to trust somebody only to find they're not who they are. I don't know. Something along those lines.
Just a
standard just a lead
cookie
fear.
Cutter fear.
Cutter fear. The date card. Tayshia announces there's two one-on-ones in a group date this week. Rick wants to show Michelle a different side of her, more in depth. And he's saying this while his hair is completely unstyled, uncoiffed. Regular Rick. Watch out.
Regular Rick is someone to watch out for.
If you can just be like, roll out of bed, do your confessional, that's right reason stuff. It's not about how you look. The date card is Martin.
Wow.
Zooming up the charts.
Wow. Can't believe it.
Something I didn't know is that Martin and Jamie were best pals. So Olu doesn't trust him. A storyline I'm all in on immediately. We still got a little Jamie.
We'll get to
acolyte.
More on Olu, but I fuck with Olu and I'll ride with him till the end of the time. So if he tells me something, I'm going to believe it.
He's somebody you want to be on your side.
Yes. Yes.
Anything else on that? The one-on-one date coming up?
No, throws a cut off and rides.
That's all. I don't know if it's changed.
They usually go back and change. I don't think Martin did. I think he just
puts on his best flannel cut off. The one-on-one date, daytime. So they set up this Jamie connection beautifully because Michelle even says
I had
it.
Forgot about it till the end when they did, or when, not the end of the, but the end of this date, I had forgotten about all of it. It kind of just was a throwaway comment to me almost.
Not me. I was.
You were getting your eyes peeled.
Licking my chops. We could have forgotten about it if a certain someone just let it be.
Yeah.
Bring it up.
Yeah.
Racetrack, race cars. They're at the BMW Performance Center. It's a new BMW with 505 horsepower. Just visit your local BMW dealer. Zero down. No money down. No interest. 6 months. This was a commercial for a bit. They had the logo.
Of course it was.
There's never been a bigger logo on an episode of The Bachelor than when the BMW logo filled up the screen. What did you make of their chemistry here, AB?
He grabs her for a kiss right off the bat. I'm always paying attention to when the kisses take place and early, the chemistry when they first see each other. I think you can gather a lot from.
There's a reason legs wrap a lot.
Yeah. The kiss you don't see often and is a good sign for him. I take it by how you're saying this. You didn't think it was?
It seemed to
me too
like,
much for him, from him.
It seemed to me like they were just off. And this is why I noted
she didn't want
chemistry
the kiss.
Doesn't
he wanted
seem
the kiss.
Off. It's not like that. It was like she's like, "Hey, what's up? We're going to fuck around with some cars. This is gonna be tight." And he's like,
"He's
yeah,
first things
come
first,
here, baby." Yeah, it was like, "Give her okay, a hand." I don't know if
you.
That was.
I'm
I don't know if they
you.
Were on the same wavelength right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is not Martin's first time drifting. I knew that before he said so, and it was confirmed by his statements.
This man
in action.
Looks like he's out fresh out of Fast 9 or some shit, whatever.
She even says, like, "Hey, you've done this before?" And he's like, "Well, yeah, but this shit's all
this
you
bullshit.
Know, by the book.
This, you know,
there's no NOS
manual.
Button.
Real stuff. We're come on. It's
I
manuals.
Guess I can try.
This is automatic bullshit.
Mazda Martin. He might have been too good of a drifter for
Mazda
the state
Martin
to work.
Is a good name.
Martin Miata. They race. Michelle wins.
I thought they were too close to each other for my taste while they
were
racing.
It's dangerous. Well, and especially no helmets.
No helmets, no anything. Too high. Or too high speed of racing to be that close, in my opinion.
They probably offered Martin a helmet. He was like, "Never worn a helmet doing this. I'm not going to start now." They race. Michelle wins.
Because Martin let her. Martin is a...
Martin's never lost. Undefeated.
Come on. Come on, Martin. You kidding me?
Naturally, they share a post-race hot tub soak on the track. The track is 120 degrees
Fahrenheit.
She goes,
"You want to go heat up or something like that?" Yeah, it's already hot as shit down
I'm
here.
I'm sweating. My skin is... My arms, because I'm not wearing any sleeves, stuck to the leather of the seat. Let's go in the hot tub.
Let's hop in the hot tub.
Just a hilarious conversation in the hot tub.
Yeah. Loved it.
Immediately, Martin's like, "Man, yesterday, how you feeling?" "Well, you know, I had a connection. Sometimes dissipates. You think you trust somebody?" And then Martin's like, "You know, Jamie."
Well, devil's advocate.
It was a devil's advocate. He brings up Jamie. Michelle's face is like the Kanye gif when he realizes the camera time. Yeah. He's like, on a dime, it frowns. I think he said Jamie's a good guy, or
says
he's
misunderstood. Yeah, you know, he's misunderstood. He is. I still think Jamie is a good man. What a take out of nowhere for no reason.
Listen, whether that's true or not, poor tactical move to. There's nothing to be gained from defending the guy she
well,
sent home.
You're talking to the person that made the conscious decision that she no longer trusts him as a man. So you're basically like, saying she made the wrong choice.
I think he's trustworthy. That's just my opinion. We could leave it at that if you want. She basically said, "Well, I talked to him and you weren't in the room." So, and Martin goes, "But, well, but." This was bold strategy, cotton written
what
all over it. I can't believe
strategy.
This
was a huge red flag for me, obviously. And I'm sure it was for Michelle.
This type of unforced error almost always results in a send home.
It was just completely unnecessary to do if you're Martin. Why were you were having a good day? Why even bring up the guy who ruined the last couple nights?
You got to defend your boy.
Sometimes you got to defend your boy. You can't
let his reputation go down the drain. Nighttime portion. Right off the bat, Michelle asks him about that Jamie talk. And then he says, Martin's like, well, I didn't mean to be condescending, you know. It was quite a...
He spun it.
It was a solid spin job into, mm-hmm. I'm not good at communicating. Yeah. That's because my dad wasn't good at communicating. Tough time expressing emotions. Now we're on a whole different...
We're
somewhere else
we
now.
Forgot where we even started. He went topsy-turvy that situation on her. By the end of it, Michelle's completely forgotten what the start of it was, him bringing up Jamie. It is now on to feeling sorry for him because he can't express himself emotionally because of his past family life. What a move.
There were a couple things that confused me about this conversation.
Mm.
Number one, they were talking quietly and there were cars whizzing in the background. So it was almost difficult for the viewer to hear. Maybe that's just me. The other thing is, I have no clue what they were talking about. After a while, I completely lost track of what they were saying, especially after in the second portion of the segment.
You know, now that you say that, I don't know what they were talking about either.
I don't know. I tried to write down what they were saying.
Is there something sad about this, or is this just that his dad doesn't express emotions and he's sad about this? I don't know. I don't know if I should. What's going on?
Martin was talking about setting an example. I don't recall if that was for siblings or other guys in the house or the future.
I think that's a future family comment there.
Michelle mentioned at one point she became more open in college and then she'd go home and her mom would notice the difference. So they're mm-hmm. both working on expressing themselves.
I think so.
All right.
That's how I got. Yeah, that's it. That's all it was.
Back at the house. Date card.
Wow.
Will, Chris S, Casey.
I'm just reading my notes here, and I'm still stunned by the name that isn't on the group date.
Chris G. I feel a little validated in this date and how it went. Because I saw at the end of this date what I saw in night one AB. Will, Chris S, Casey, Chris G, Leroy, Rodney, Illumide, Brandon, Clayton, Joe, Romeo, and Nate. Who has never been so shocked. No one's ever been as shocked as Nate was when his last name was called.
Absolutely. Absolutely stunned. Listen, I wrote here Dead Man Walking for Rick. I have some jokes in here about Rick that I regret later, but I'm still going to fire him off.
Fire him off. Okay? You have to fire him off. Yeah.
I'm still going
to
fire him off. Dead Man Walking is what I wrote here. I thought I wrote here. This is the first situation we got someone that might go home on a one-on-one. I haven't thought that yet.
Just present these as if the... That's as if it went down the way you expected it to go.
This is in chronological order, is our episodes.
Michelle, would you mind taking one of the top two on a one-on-one date, please? It's been four episodes. One of the top two needs to go.
I was going
to
bring this up at the end, but I think we found out why she didn't take any real competition out on dates yet, and it's because she knew she was going home. You don't want to take Rick out in Minnesota. You want to take Joe, who you want to move there, you know?
I'm taking Rodney here instead of Rodney in Minnesota and Nate here.
I'm not taking the best people early because I know I have Minnesota dates coming up. I'll save my favorite people, the people that are ahead of everyone else, for those dates. And that's what she did.
Why would I take Joe
hasn't
to the
date.
Mountains when we can go play basketball on, you know,
on home
the Timberwolves court or something? Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to be pre-producing the show. Anyway, Nate feels like he feels confident a one-on-one's coming anyway.
He's stressing this.
Why would he? In his mind, he's thinking what you just said. She's saving us for the big time.
She told me that we're going to Minnesota. I'm sure I'm getting a date there. It's really no big deal.
And Chris S. feels this was cocky. He feels like he's got everything in the bag.
Well, of course it shook Chris S. because he doesn't have the same confidence that he's ever going to get a one-on-one. So obviously that would upset him.
back on the date. We've got like 3 bullet points here. Surrendering to emotions.
I only have 2.
He opened up to her, she says, and he's not going to stop opening up. She offers him the rose. I did not see that coming after the daytime portion. I would have bet my life that he was going home. And then they go to a planetarium.
Yeah, that was sick.
Awesome. It was awesome.
I would love to be wherever they were.
La La Land type stuff.
Crazy.
When I look up in the sky, I'm going to be thinking of Martin.
Okay.
The sky is always there, AB. The sky is always. Do you
think she?
I think
she just meant on this date, like this.
No, well, she was just playing. I mean, it was it was confessional, Michelle. She didn't mean what she was saying.
You think she's looking up in the sky still and thinking of Martin?
Martin. Ryan's belt.
The guy she sent home in eighth place.
Martin. You know, spoilers, AB.
That's just a guess. If you want me to go down when I think people will go out, I can do that for you at any point. Just let me know. I'll give you a number.
So anyway, Martin against all odds.
He got it. Yeah.
Date Rose.
Keep an eye on Martin.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. The house preparing for a group date. Nate shows up with some slippers and pajamas. Just wanted to note here that Leroy got just a breathtaking set of black silk pajamas with cool flower print. He was wearing them. He was going on about them. And I couldn't. It took me a minute to realize that what he was wearing was part for the date pajamas? And not what he was just wearing.
I think he called himself he called himself Bruno Mars. You could tell. I was looking way too much into these pajamas, but some people got like pajamas that stood out a little bit and others just got nondescript pajamas. If you got the nondescripts, head out.
Your background.
Like if you get a onesie, hey, that's something. At least that's something.
What are the nondescript ones then?
I can't even explain them. It's just normal pajamas, like pants and a top, nothing
and
fancy.
A cheap flannel, flannel.
Flannel or something.
The group date, daytime. It was a slumber party at the party room in the PlayStation. This is the date that would do me in, AB. Your pizza, M&M's. That's all I need. I wouldn't be able to contain myself. I would have so much pizza and M&M's.
Unlimited. This is unlimited an unlimited pizza. Food and drink situation here, too. That you eat the pizza, they'll bring
the
more
2-liter
pizza.
Pop you can handle.
As much pop as you could possibly want. This was a good date.
Got foot baths, face masks, cucumbers.
Games, Twister.
All fun and games. Only problem, no one's talking to Michelle.
The boys are absolutely chilling and relaxing after a stressful couple weeks. This is us time now, is what they thought.
Olu set up a abs of steel challenge.
This is very weird.
And for some reason, unexplained, goes, Michelle, you don't have to participate. Michelle,
you're good.
Why not?
I mean,
they're all punching you.
Oh, yeah, they're punching him.
That's what I'm saying.
I think they all punched each other, and he was, I think we didn't see all of it.
Well, so in that case, maybe don't punch Michelle in the stomach.
It probably took an hour of abs of steel challenge. Yeah, I think he was just saying no one's going to punch you, Michelle. But yeah, he should have had Michelle punch him.
Don't set up a game for everybody that excludes the lead. Pretty simple, Lou. I know you want to get your shirt off as soon as possible.
You say, let's do an abs of steel challenge. That's the weirdest request.
Everybody's like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, we're in.
Sure. Classic summer party stuff with the fellas.
This is when I realized Olu was not someone to play with because he takes a fucking punch from Corporate Kane. Bah! Right in the abs and doesn't move him an inch from the biggest man alive.
Corporate Kane.
My goodness.
Olu, Bobby Lashley, Olu. I haven't thought about Corporate Kane in a
Corporate
long
Kane,
time.
That's that hit him. A good one. Hit him that right in the gut.
So at the time, all right, they're not paying attention.
They're not paying attention.
I thought, okay.
It's cool.
It's fine. It's
early.
I blamed it on the setup a little bit at the time. I said, this is a weird setup. They're all just standing around in one room.
No direction.
No direction.
Yeah.
No music. And
you gotta have music.
Games everywhere and no private side spaces to sit and talk. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere to pull, mm-hmm. Michelle. So they're just trying to give us good B-roll. That's what
excuses.
I thought.
Excuses. These are excuses for me and you.
Yeah. And I'm kind of still kind of staying by him at this point. Yeah. I'm like, I can see how this would happen here. But as it went on, those excuses kind of were, you know, it's like, all right, guys, yeah. at some point, there for 6 hours.
They not only played one game, they did the Abs of Steel and exclude, no, you can't play this game.
You can't
Michelle.
Play the Abs of Steel.
They then did Duck Duck. They played Duck Duck Goose, and one person's like, hey, should we go get Michelle and ask her if she wants to play? And they're like, nah, we're good. They played
two
separate games without the lead.
The second one is a little tough. That's everybody can play that.
Imagine Michelle coming back and they're playing Duck Duck Goose, and it's like, what the fuck? Why didn't someone come get
me?
Why didn't someone come get me? What's going on in here? All the guys are sitting around in a circle.
Going to get her on its own is a stolen moment.
Yeah, you get
the
moments. These guys don't understand. These doofuses don't understand what this is about. It's about stealing moments.
Another factor I think playing into her being bummed about this, I think her favorites are on this date.
Yeah, I agree.
So
Joe,
she came into this, Joe and Nate.
Are you
she
kidding
felt
me?
Comfortable leaving them out of one-on-ones because she knew, she assumed they'd be
time.
Stealing moments on this
yeah.
group date.
Absolutely.
Anyway, the Ultimate Teddy Bear Takedown featuring the Bella Twins. Actual pro wrestlers on the show. And all we talk about is comparing these people to pro wrestlers.
Big time pro wrestlers. These are big stars.
Winners go to the after party. Losing team heads home. Maybe. I'll believe that when I see it. Before it starts, there's a little time on the couch with Michelle, Caitlin, and Tayshia. And they're like, Michelle, you look like you're about to cry. Is everything okay? And she's like, no, this is awful. I'm having an awful time.
She sits down and they instantly can tell something's wrong. She had spent hours with these dumbasses and not one of them could realize something was wrong with her.
The hosts don't make a huge difference on the final product. They're barely on screen. But there are a few times each season where it's like, oh, well, this is way better to have the lead have access to former leads like this on occasion. Because they could be like, hey,
agreed.
Date's going pretty shitty, isn't it?
Yeah.
So far. Teddy Bear Takedown. Just want to run down a couple of the matchups. First up was Clayton versus Ricochet.
Okay, the wrestling jokes are landing.
They really are.
Not for most of our audience,
no,
but for the few
Ricochet.
That are wrestling fans, they're all landing. We've got Undertaker versus Ricochet in a casket match, and he throws him in the casket.
Joe had great defensive skills, but Clayton, you know, overpowered
just
him.
Overpowering, yeah.
Will unleashed hell on Nate, gave him the real business. Nate didn't know what hit him. Brandon versus Olu, a.k.a. Swolu, who made a motion like he was going to tear Brandon's heart out.
I will now be calling him Swolu. Going forward, I will be calling him Swolu.
I laughed a lot during this date. I thought it was fun and funny. Everyone, the team's reactions when the winners were announced was always great. I think it was the ideal physical competition date. Everybody sweats. Everybody's enthusiastic. Everybody's competitive.
It's not dangerous, though.
No one cracks a vertebrae.
No one's getting DDT'd into cement.
No. This is what all the physical competition dates should be.
Just fun.
A level of there should be padding involved at some
padding,
point.
Yes. You can only hit with a pad.
After the game, no one came up to Michelle. No one pulled her aside.
Winning team
has
a huge celebration. They don't involve Michelle. And the losing team is just like, okay, we'll just go. We'll head out. Well, they just walk out the door. They don't say anything to Michelle either.
I suppose the structure of the date could have been more conducive to encouraging interaction. Perhaps Michelle could have been the ref or something. So
yeah, maybe she could have been the ref.
Or maybe usually I feel like the lead is milling around with the teams, not off mm-hmm. to the side. You know what I mean? You can't steal her if she's sitting on the couch with
but
the host.
She probably would have done that if the first part didn't go so bad. I think the rest of the date was just muted from her
for
part.
Sure.
Like even when the Bella showed up, it wasn't like your usual Michelle getting everyone hyped. It was kind of just like,
let's
the Bellas are here. I wish I could be happy about this. I don't give a fuck. My whole thing is unraveling in front of me. I don't give a fuck about the Bellas. It's the vibes I got.
After the date with Caitlin, Michelle's upset. No one's making the small moments.
Yeah, they sure aren't.
Caitlin was giving him kind of the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it's not intentional. Maybe they're tiptoeing around other guys' feelings. She brings up the poem she read about her growing up as a token black girl in her class. Mm-hmm. she never had relationships because she didn't feel seen, AB, which is masterful storyline weaving.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Callbacks.
Yep.
So the door is open for someone to be a little Prince Charming here. Was it going to be Clayton?
The next Bachelor?
Was it going to be someone who...
Is this going to be when we fall in love with Clayton? Because right now, it's just background noise.
This could have been the opportunity to fill in that void. The nighttime portion of the group date, just the winners, which were Clayton, Olu, Nate, Leroy, Casey, and Romeo. Michelle more or less tells him what she told Caitlin, which is good. It's the only way to go about it. Pulls Nate aside first. And while after Michelle and Nate leave, Olu starts crying, legit crying, recapping her story.
Where do you land on all of this?
All of what?
Are the guys to blame here?
Yeah. And there's more than, it's not, you know, there's always more than one factor.
Okay.
The date wasn't set up to make that, to encourage that. The guys got lost, took their eye off the ball. They got lost in the competitive sauce. This often happens. And maybe, you know, maybe Michelle was also having a shitty day. You know, it ain't all sunshine and roses doing this stuff. Why do you ask?
I was just wondering. Okay. In my opinion, they blew it, but Martin Devil's Advocate, the date was too fun. The stuff there, I wouldn't keep my eyes on the prize either. Are you kidding me? Unlimited food. There was a room of like, it was like a pool of teddy bears that I would have jumped in and I would never left. I would have jumped right in that pool of teddy bears. There was foot massagers. There was everything you could possibly want. It's so easy for them to lose.
Lazy boys with our eyes covered.
I would have had my eyes covered for 2 hours.
Yeah, really?
The date was too good. I'm sorry. It's not all their fault. Michelle made the date too good. She should have just taken some of that stuff away.
Another factor was, I think maybe she just expected the most from the guys. She wanted more out of the guys she really liked. This was a group with all the guys she really liked.
Nate shouldn't have been chilling there. A couple times they show Nate and he's just chilling there, chilling with a teddy bear, just fucking relaxing. Yeah, Joe didn't do a thing. Joe's sitting there not. He is chilling. These guys were chilling. Obviously, they should have done more. I think they just, the date was too good. Simply too good.
I can see that.
They forgot.
I'll say this about the storyline. I think it was a total net positive because on this portion of the date, it brought out another side in all of them that maybe would not have happened if it wasn't, you know, a storyline. Maybe they all would have just kept floating through having fun with the fellas. And it was a realistic situation, something any of them could do in the real world.
Yeah.
Nobody involved was unreasonable in their response.
Yeah, this seemed like a real concern someone would have dating in the real world. You know, like,
this happens.
I was hanging out with you and your friends and you forgot I was there.
Exactly.
You stopped paying attention to me because you were having too much fun. These guys were having too much fun and they forgot about their girlfriend.
Exactly.
That's a real situation.
That happens. That happens. And
that happens.
They needed to go through this. Yes. Michelle and Nate are first. She doesn't want to single them out.
She definitely wants to single him out. She definitely, you're supposed to be my front runner. You can't be acting like this, Nate.
She's always given more in relationships. Her soulmate has to reciprocate. Mm-hmm. He's going to do better. I felt Nate felt actually terrible.
I do too.
Romeo and Michelle. He says, thanks for telling us how you felt. Painful to hear. Wasn't given the attention I wanted to give you. I like Romeo. He didn't get a spoiler alert. He's
got it, right? It's kind of surprised by that. He kind of.
Yeah, I was too.
I thought he might have a chance
people,
later.
People got to fucking go home at some point.
Yeah, people got to go.
Olu and Michelle.
Swolu.
My apologies. What she said reminded him of his sisters. They grew up isolated and not feeling loved. They both start crying.
He was emotional.
This was real as it gets.
Absolutely. I like Swolu.
And they hug at the end.
I think this changed something for her, too. With him,
okay.
Made him a potential suitor. I didn't see that in the past.
Ooh. Well, he's not a potential suitor, they're probably friends for life.
They're connected.
Friends for life now. Because the hug at the end, there was no kiss at the end. They just shared a special moment.
This wasn't a kiss situation. This was just two people experiencing something together and being on the same wavelength.
Yeah. like I said, net positive storyline. Mm-hmm. I laughed during the day when no one was paying attention to her, and I was touched at night when all of them were like recognizing their mistake and being genuine.
Yeah. It was great. Genuinely upset that they did. I think they all realized, like, yeah, damn, I got fucking wrapped up.
Yeah, fucked up. We got wrapped up. We had too good of a time.
I got wrapped up in all that food.
Michelle offers Olu the rose. Great date. Top to bottom, start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on that?
No.
Is Olu in your power rankings? We'll find out.
We'll see.
After the break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Rick one-on-one date. Daytime.
I said Rick comes out for his last date with Michelle.
All right. All right. Taking their relationship to new heights. Of the two one-on-one dates, which one went better, AB?
This one went better.
Therefore, you have to put him ahead of Martin on your power rankings. You have to.
I also noted, have you seen the show You on Netflix?
No.
This guy reminds me of the guy, the main character in You.
He has a...
Who's a stalker. He has a
generic... Okay. I didn't know that. Who's a stalker, man?
This guy reminds me of Joe from You. Anyone that's seen You, this guy reminds me of Joe from You, okay?
Is Joe an outdoorsy type guy?
I don't want to spoil You because You's good, Rim. You should watch
it for years.
You should watch the first season of You, especially. I haven't watched the third. The third one just came out. Second season isn't as good. First season is good. I'd say it's worth watching. But basically, this guy becomes infatuated with women and tricks them into loving him. He like stalks them and finds out all this stuff about him, and then he tricks them into loving him. That's what this guy reminds me of. No disrespect. No disrespect whatsoever.
Anyway.
They ride in that sky hanging thing. What are those called?
Gondola.
That's what that is? Oh.
Gondola. I don't know if that's the proper pronunciation.
Those things are awesome, and this was one of the best ones I've ever seen.
It's huge. And they're hip to hip, baby. Kissing on the way.
There's a lot of space in there, and they were close.
They didn't have to be that close.
That gives you something. That tells you something.
They're up and walking on a trail holding hands.
Peaceful.
They stumble upon a wish box. Before putting your own wish in there, you have to read through all the other random ones, apparently.
Every single one? That's what I thought. Every single damn wish in here I got to read?
Yeah, all three that the producers put in there. The first one, whoa, crazy. I wish to find my soulmate. What are the odds that's the first one they pull out of there? Second one, I wish to find a love my grandparents had. That's kind of a filler, but also goes along with, people are always talking about how long their grandparents are married on this show.
Mm-hmm.
The last one says, I wish that my dad could see the man I've become. Just so happens, Rick's dad passed away 3 years ago. So he acknowledges that, and Michelle says part of falling in love is having the hard conversations. Mm-hmm. They write down their wish, which is, I wish to find love by having the hard conversations, which struck me as a waste of a wish because you have complete control over whether or not that happens. You don't need a genie for that. Anyway, anything else on that portion?
There's a weak wish. No, I wrote this guy is deep in love with Michelle.
What makes you say he's deep in love with her? The way he looks at her, AB?
I think
are you talking about the second part where they're on the log?
No, right here is where I wrote this. This guy's deep in love with Michelle. I think he's in love with Michelle already.
I think it's time to take Rick seriously.
I agree.
Nighttime date. Any thoughts on how Michelle looks at him, AB?
She's all smiles.
Would giddy be an appropriate word?
Giddy. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Rick brings up his family. His dad's story about how Rick found a text on his dad's phone from another woman. Mm-hmm. He told his mom his parents split a few days later, just after Christmas.
It's a tough situation.
Rick blames himself. His dad died 10 years later. Then Rick felt his dad always blamed him because he was the whistleblower. So, yeah, fucked up with the producers to put that note in my opinion. Also kind of a... It was a strange reveal because it was intensely personal, but it was not presented in a way that, like, you know, there's no
happy ending to it. There's no lesson learned. It's just like, this is something I'm going to have to deal with. It's really
sticks with me. This is something
awful
that happened to me, and I'm not over it. And
I probably never will be. And it will affect me in all my relationships going forward.
Luckily, Michelle is good at this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She says the wounds and scars make you who you are. Did this surprise you? Rick revealing that he's falling in love with her.
What did I tell you earlier? That was in the moment. This is chronological, Rim.
I'll take your word for it.
These notes I'm giving you, I told you, I thought he was in love with her.
Any comments on soap opera Rick?
This seemed all completely scripted, what he was saying.
This was a little corny, Rick.
Yeah, it was too much. It was too much. I was rolling my eyes.
He looks forward to the next moment he can have with her. And the next.
Yes, that was too much. This was too much.
And the next. It was a little.
His voice, the fucking cadence. It was too much. Too much.
He loved it, though. She loved it, though.
Of course she did.
Ricky Rose. Ricky Rose. during the presentation, she calls him my little red lettuce wrap, which is an off-camera nickname, AB.
It's not off camera. He came in on the platter, remember, under the lettuce.
Oh, yeah. No one forgets entrances quicker than me.
Rick was the lettuce guy.
All right. Well, an on camera nickname. My little lettuce wrap.
I mean, we've never heard that. Nicknames are something.
It's not nothing.
Mm-hmm. Keep your eye on Rick. We'll see where he is on Rim's power ranking.
Rick, 3 exclamation points is how I ended these notes for this portion. Rick! Rick likes Michelle, and Michelle really likes Rick. End of story. Anything about Andy Grammer?
Andy Grammer's my guy. He is... He's fucking...
Midwest dad, top 40
kid
radio.
Friendly. He makes the songs. Friendly. He makes the songs that go in the promo for a Pixar movie. Something uplifting. Something that can really lift your family to the next level. And if you're looking for a song about finding yourself, getting through adversity,
generic.
You find an Andy Grammer song. They're all the exact same, and they all are good.
I said here, this song was written to be in commercials.
Yeah.
For car commercials.
This was for, you know, just your classic Pixar movie about a person finding themselves. You think they play more than one song at these personal concerts? That's what I was thinking when I saw Andy Grammer, because I'd be asking for additional songs.
No, once they get 30 seconds and a kiss while dancing, they go, cut, we got it. And then it's just milling about and hanging. Okay. Everyone is hanging around. Yeah.
That's unfortunate. I would like a full solo concert.
I'm not saying that. That's not based on any fact.
Of course it's not. Okay. Yeah.
Cocktail party, Chris S. Woke up and chose violence, as the kids say, B. He starts off by addressing the group in front of Michelle. Pre-toast.
These pre-toast.
Guys, pre-toast. She's like, all right, I'm here. This is when I give a toast. He's like, hold on. He says, Michelle, you should give more time to the underdogs who aren't acting like they have it in the bag. Like me. I would like more time. Miss Young says, I appreciate you for speaking up, Chris. This was big time, like apple polisher, who kind of is annoying. Nobody's gotten into the bag, she says, not even close. And they cut to Nate and linger on Nate for a long time.
The guy who definitely has it in the bag.
Well, the guy, he's definitely getting a one-on-one. I mean, maybe it was a semi-cocky thing to say after the group date, but it's also true. Like, if Nate doesn't get a one-on-one, that'll be the biggest upset of all time.
Something big would have to happen to negatively impact Nate in her eyes.
He'd have to suffer an injury.
Or, like, something comes out that he has a girlfriend or something. It would have to be something on that level for Nate not to get a one-on-one. And Joe.
And it has to be soon.
Very soon.
The next, you know, 36, 72 hours. Yeah. The Chris and Michelle one-on-one time. Who was the guy that had taken notes? Forgot his name.
I got it. Ryan.
Well, Chris S. has been taking notes. He has notes in his room. There's no doubt in my mind. This guy's been taking notes as they go along.
He saw things going the way they were going. They weren't going favorably for him. So he used his notes off of past seasons on what he needs to do to get a storyline for one.
I'm saying he's taking notes of what she's been saying throughout the season that he's bringing back. He's like, hey, remember when you mentioned this and this and this? Well, I would like to tell you that I remember when you said that and also make sure I don't do that.
This seemed to me like someone that was, you know, he felt like he was under the radar. Nothing was going to change, so he had to do a big move. Whether it would work or not, he would get a storyline out of it and get a chance at paradise.
The whole Chris.
Everything.
Yeah, I agree. I think
I just think he felt like he was about to get sent home without having any moments on the show.
This got him another week. It bought him another week and it bought him focus.
But even if it didn't, it would have given him like 30 minutes of airtime.
Exactly.
Where he was the focus.
Chris tells Michelle what Nate said after he didn't get the one-on-one date.
This is one of those things that sounds way worse than it was.
Yeah.
When you bring it up to the lead, it sounds terrible. But when it happened in the moment, I didn't think anything of it because it wasn't anything.
Michelle was upset when she heard this, but also still doesn't really seem to care that much about Chris. Yeah. So the conversation's kind of over.
Did you notice Chris kind of going for a kiss?
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. She doesn't care. She doesn't care. And then Nate and Michelle talk, not a ton here. She tells him what Chris said about being in the bag. Especially after the show's over, you can't have that attitude. She might not have been pleased to hear what Chris said, but
yeah,
this can be forgiven, Nate, if you handle this appropriately. Yeah. So that's what I was interested to see how Nate responds to this. What do you got on Chris and Nate's chat?
He comes in and pulls Chris aside. Chris immediately starts backpedaling. You know, whoa. She was asking questions. I was just answering questions. Nothing to do.
That's
I didn't
classic.
Bring up anything. Okay, well, why did she ask you about me then? He's lying.
I don't remember. He said she was probing and probing. I don't remember
wasn't
any probing
him.
But if she did probe, it was because of what his speech was.
That was
the only reason.
Yeah. Yeah. He was trying to get out of it by acting like she brought up Nate. At one point, Chris even says, you worry about you, I'll worry about me. And he just literally did the opposite thing in his one-on-one.
The crosstalk made me miss Pizza Peter and Will going at it. The two crosstalk kids.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
This was unproductive.
Yeah, nothing was coming.
And then Chris tried to act like Nate was going to punch him. I was hoping he probably wanted to go back to the group with a neck brace or something to be like, you'll never believe what Nate... But they need someone for a two-on-one, like you said. So he was happy to sign up for this, you know, little two-episode run.
Who's it going to be with, though? It's not going to be with Nate. Nate's not going on a two-on-one.
Well, that was the other thing. This was fine, but there was never a possibility that Nate was ever going home. So what was the drama in the rose ceremony, really?
I mean, all the guys hated it, and they confronted him, and they're like, why the fuck did you do this? And then Chris didn't have an answer, and that was just the end of it.
There were a couple non-Chris related interactions. Joe and Michelle. Last time they spoke, she said she wanted snacks, apparently.
I guess.
Were these M&Ms?
These were peanut M&M's, peanut butter M&M's, and regular M&M's. And she says, I've never had these. I didn't know. I don't know
what's
going on here.
Is that confirmed that those were the flavors?
You think I don't know my M&M's, Rim?
I know that also, but...
In my house, I constantly have a platter of all different types of M&M's. I can spot an M&M from a mile away. Different flavors, different shapes. They all come in different shapes, slightly different shapes. Even the peanut butter and the regulars, different shapes. These are peanut butter. These are peanut. Mm-hmm. 100% those were peanut that she said that she'd never had.
Absolutely.
She said she'd never had a peanut M&M. And then there were regular ones to the side.
So you're saying she said specifically, I've never had a peanut.
Well, that's
M&M.
What she grabbed after she said it was the peanut ones. She's never
had peanut
M&Ms. I
thought maybe there were crispy M&Ms. He got crispy M&Ms.
She grabbed the peanut ones. It certainly, those could have been caramel maybe, or the crispy ones instead of the regulars. But that's not what she grabbed.
I'm not sure
after.
Crispies exist anymore. That's my point. There's what else would you have never had before, Michelle?
She grabbed the peanut ones. Okay.
This deserved more attention than it was given. You can't say I've never had M&M's before.
Stopped me in my tracks.
Let that slide by.
This absolutely stopped me in my tracks, and I thought it was a red flag for Joe. What do you mean?
They're sitting on the floor. It was a good casual way to introduce the, hey, sorry about not being, you weren't feeling seen.
He brought a blanket.
It was cute.
This guy is creeping lurking. Closer to boring Greg territory for me. This guy puts me to
sleep.
Puts me to sleep. Hooping Greg.
No doubt.
He's not there yet for me. You need a couple more episodes of doing this. But he's getting close.
Rodney and Michelle. Rodney, I think he said something about I owe you more myself. I think Michelle is really good at making these conversations be kind of two-way. It's not just sitting there and going like, okay, impress me or tell mm-hmm. me what you think I want to hear. It's constructive feedback for everybody.
Agreed.
It's teacher conferences.
Michelle gives him some criticism.
You can work on this a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly what you did with Rodney. Yeah.
And then a funny moment with Chris and Olu, and Olu's like, hey, do you think you're getting a rose? And Chris turns that into, why don't you think I'm getting a rose? It's like, are you just asking you like small talk stuff?
I'm just sitting here. We got nothing in common. I'm just talking to you.
Yeah, I'm just killing time. Anything else on this cocktail party?
Brandon and Michelle had a little moment there. They can't keep their hands off each other too. I just don't want to leave Brandon out of this.
No, yeah, we'll keep, yeah.
Keep an eye on Brandon.
Rose ceremony. Day roses went to Martin, Olu, and Rick. These roses go to Brandon, Leroy, Joe, Rodney, Clayton, Casey, Nate, and Chris S.
That was a statement rose for Nate. From Michelle.
Oh, just a little
she's
warning
sending
shot.
A message. Yeah, she's sending a message to him. It's a little warning.
I think it's more likely that they wanted to give Chris and Nate the last two in some form to make
probably.
It seem like who's going home, who's...
No one in their right mind thought Nate was going home tonight, though.
No. And that's why the drama wasn't
top not believable.
Can you
the
imagine
drama definitely
if Nate
was
didn't
not
get a rose?
Top tier.
No.
That would have been the most shocking moment in Bachelor history.
If
Nate
didn't
get a
rose
here, that would have been so shocking.
No roses for Will, Romeo, and Poetry Chris and someone else, maybe? Or maybe just those three.
You feel bad for old Will. The pizza buddy's gone. All your pizzazz is gone. There's really no reason to keep you anymore. That's the only... There was no reason to send him home besides that the whole pizza thing is over.
Speculation that he only won that Top Gun date because Clayton couldn't fit into the jacket. That's the only reason. Or the car.
Either. Or the car, yeah.
Nate's gonna be fine, AB. Just gotta stay above it.
I'm a little worried about Nate because he handled it okay, but he also handled it like I'm too cool for these conversations almost. Like he wasn't that sorry to Michelle. He might be a little too cool.
But like you said, how big a deal is it that he is confident he's getting a one-on-one date?
Not just that, though, but earlier when she was talking about them not talking to her, not showing her attention, he also almost seemed a little too cool for that conversation as well. Okay. Nate's just a little too cool right now.
That's an interesting point. He might be too... His coolness
is
might
he
do
too
him
cool?
in. He might be too cool for this.
It's too cool.
Anyway, they are going to Minneapolis, so that'll be exciting. Anything else on the episode before we do power rankings and a loaded, bursting at the seams mailbag.
Wow. No, good episode.
I thought so too. Would you like to do your power rankings first?
Sure.
Last week, as a refresher, you had Joe, then Nate, two blanks, and Martin as a wild card.
I'm going to mix it up a bit. Number four, Olu. Okay. Big episode for him. You got anything to say about Olu? Big episode for him. You seem like you're questioning that pick.
It's not a shocking pick. Okay. It's not a...
Two things came out.
It's not
episode.
Crazy. That's
number
not crazy.
One, he's in touch with his feelings. And he's called Swolu because he has a rippling body that she saw. Two extremely positive things.
Olu could be a top four guy, or he could go home at next episode.
He could go home next episode.
I would not be shocked if he went home next episode.
Absolutely. But I got him at number four. Three, blank space. Two, Nate. One, Joe.
Wow. Right, so you're not taking me
seriously. WC Rodney.
I will note that.
Please note the WC.
So Martin was WC last week.
Went Martin's on a, out. He's yeah, the whole
that date was
the
so
devil's
bad that,
advocate guy is not something you want to be. She's never gonna get over that. Like, okay, this guy, we're gonna be something terrible is gonna happen to me, and then he's gonna be the devil's advocate guy, like, well,
gotta hear both sides.
Let me hear both sides of it first.
So you think he got the rose because you can't send him home after going into, you know, traumatic home life stuff. You can't be like, that's all well.
I don't think
good,
he's gonna win. I don't think he's got a chance anymore. That really stuck out to me. And I'm sure it will for her.
Mine after week four, number four is Brandon. Hmm. Number three is Rick. Maybe is being stubborn about Rick, in my opinion. Put him in there.
I was mean to Rick this episode. I feel bad about it. I really do.
He said he's falling in love with her. That's kind of an undeniable. And then he got a rose, so seems like top four behavior to me. But no, not good enough.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is Rick going to get a hometown? Gun to your head.
Yes.
Wow. You'll say yeah. You'd say yes.
Did you hear how quick that
was? I put a gun to your head.
Yeah,
I
feel the cold steel. Yeah.
Rim. I know spoilers. Is Rick getting a hometown?
Irrelevant if you know or not. The gun's to my head.
Yeah, but I'm going to pull the trigger if you're wrong.
It's true.
Because I know the answer.
Yeah, I think
you'll say he gets a hometown.
I think so.
Okay, wow.
Well, you're not even filling out four names on your power rankings, so you're not even willing to say four people are getting hometowns. Somebody's got to. It's not just Nate and
if
Joe.
If I were to say who's going to get a hometown right now, this is not my power ranking. Do not put these guys on my list, okay? This is not my power rankings.
This is insane.
I would say Rodney.
Just rank four people.
I'd say Rodney's going to be number four. He'll have a hilarious hometown.
Yeah.
And then I'd say Brandon in my top two.
Okay, so the only difference is I have Rick and you have Rodney.
Yeah.
That's not that crazy.
But the two...
Put the gun down.
Okay.
Number four, Brandon. Number three, Rick.
So Martin fell out of yours too.
Martin was never in mine.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. But he didn't. I don't think he gained. I mean, at best, Martin went on a one-on-one, and at best, he is treading water.
Yeah, he stayed the same.
That's how.
Yeah.
Not great that one-on-one was. And like I said, I'm not sure they have the kind of chemistry that Nate, Joe, Rick, Brandon, Rodney have.
I wonder when the Bachelors are going to do anything.
Yeah. Well, do you want to hear my top four too, AB? Yeah. Do you want to hear my top two? There's a movement.
Who's moving? Okay.
It's Joe number one and Nate number two.
You've switched it.
Nate
had a bad episode. Too cool.
Nate had a bad episode. He was a little too cool. They're going to be coming for him. And Joe is the steady, comforting background guy
and
for a while.
And also, even though we agree that this drama is ridiculous, that is directed towards him
drama's drama.
And it usually does not end well for both parties.
He's going to have to deal with stuff.
Yeah, he's got some
and
stuff.
I don't
to
know
deal
if
with,
Joe's going to have to deal with stuff. Joe doesn't ruffle feathers the way Nate apparently does.
No, he doesn't. No.
Let's go to the mailbag. Last week's question was, in light of the news that there's never going to be a week of our lives where A Bachelor is not airing of some sort. 773-234-7794. We've got a lot. So sit back and enjoy. Thank you to everyone who texted in. This is from Margaret. This is too much Bachelor. I sat Katie's season out and also most of the male lead seasons because they were boring to me. I feel like these quick turnarounds are messing with the quality of the leads. Obvi Michelle is great, but the producers don't have time to judge audience reaction anymore. So I feel like we're going to get who they think is good rather than the person who we all get invested in. Plus, we don't get as long to think about it after the season wraps up. It also keeps people from going on the show for the lead, what with the timing question and all. So besides oversaturating us with Bachelor content, I think the quality of the seasons will suffer as well. Thank you, Margaret. Chelsea from Maryland. I want to go back to the normal calendar. One Bachelor, one Paradise, one Bachelorette. I miss being excited about the show. All these seasons make it less special. Thank you, Chelsea. 859 area code. What about Senior Bachelor?
Hey, what about Senior Bachelor?
Hey, what the fuck about that?
Hey.
Huh?
Hey. You've been teasing that shit for years.
What about Senior Bachelor? Is basically that text. What about that? That's what I'm hoping for in 2022. I'd also be there for a Blake season full stop. Thank you, A59. What about the Senior Bachelor?
Good question.
Paramount Plus or something? Disney Plus? Some
I
shit?
Bet it is. I bet it's on Disney Plus.
No, I bet HBO. It never happens is what it is.
You don't
is.
Think it'll ever happen?
Come
they've
on,
been
man.
They've been
What's
teasing it
so long?
What is taking so long? They've been teasing it for so long.
This is from Alex from New York. I am there is no such thing as too much Bachelor person. Oh, wow. I started law school this year, and the consistency of the show and podcast is one of the few things keeping me sane. It's nice having a recurring set aside time to just relax and have fun watching the craziness. But I'm worried the constant content is going to force the show to get canceled too soon because most people are getting burnt out from the content. Thank you, Alex.
You just risk burnout from your audience.
Zeke from Missouri. Someone who just started a Bachelor Recap podcast with his wife and is already feeling like it was a lot to bite off. Nonstop Bachelor news definitely sounds like too much. Nonstop Bachelor shows, pardon me. This initially made sense since there was an extra Bachelorette season this year and having another Bachelor season would balance it out. But if they have five seasons in a year, I'm not sure I'll be able to watch it all. Thank you, Zeke. Hey, Ellie from Hudson, Ohio. I come from a country, Puerto Rico, that is huge on telenovelas, soap operas. They usually air every day, Monday till Friday, and can last over a year. So if you can tell me that I can watch one of my favorite shows almost once every week, a show that lets me escape reality and decompress for a little bit, fuck yeah. Although, my main concern would be that if they can maintain the quality of production and the people they choose to be on the show by having to work continuously. Thank you, Hey Ellie.
These are good contrasting opinions.
Here's another
from
similar
Rosecast Nation.
One. Here's another similar one.
I'm not in my head on everything that's being said. I don't even know where I sit anymore.
Mark from Gurnee, Illinois. You mentioned that all shows have seasons and breaks, but you missed a very important example, professional wrestling.
Oh.
No breaks, and there are still people who can't get enough. So much so that things like WWE Network exist where you can watch content 24/7. Maybe the Bachelor franchise is moving in that direction of just having nonstop content that you watch forever. Thank you, Mark. I will say two things. Number one, they should have an off season. Individual wrestlers should get off seasons, in my opinion. And number two, there's so many varying stories. It's not nearly as formulaic. The flagship shows are incredibly formulaic. As good as the season is, it's not that much different than seasons we've seen before. Drama-wise and pacing-wise and all of that.
But also, I take long breaks from wrestling every year. Months at a time. I'm currently in one, in fact.
Yeah.
Where I'm not paying attention. And
but
then
Mark
I'll pick
is
back
saying
up.
There are people who are.
Oh, yeah, there are, for sure.
There are.
There's an audience.
And I'm not that for wrestling
or
Bachelor.
I'm not that
Bachelor.
For wrestling or Bachelor, yeah.
So.
I'm not sure where I'm at for Bachelor. I'm not sure.
Be honest. Be honest.
I'm really not.
You can't
I don't know.
Do it. You can't do 50 weeks.
Well, if I wasn't podcasting about it, though, if I could just watch it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And not then record a podcast about it. I don't know where I'd sit. I could maybe watch 2 hours a week of something and not have to record something and do all the other stuff. That's really where the break comes from.
Unfortunately,
for me.
That's where we find ourselves.
that's where the break's needed for me, I think. Yeah. I think. But I think there's something to be said. I don't know who said it about the leads. Like, we're not going to be invested in Clayton.
No.
I think there's a lot that comes from being invested from their previous story that we're going to be missing when you have these back-to-back seasons like this, because they don't have time to find out who we want. Not that they always pick who we want, but it's at least someone wants, usually. Nobody wanted Clayton when they picked him, and they don't know.
You know who he was.
What if his story is just a dud and nobody gives a shit about it? And then we have to go into this next season, and then we take it off.
That's where I was in my mind. 571 area code. This pandemic series of nonstop shows is overkill. The previous model worked for just fine. One batch, one bachelorette, and one paradise per year, preferably with some breathing room between seasons. Being a lead made you part of an exclusive club, and that club has been letting in some randos lately.
Some absolute randos.
Here, you. Yeah, yeah.
Come on in.
This is from Nicola in London. I would rather see more spinoff formats with old contestants than flagship shows. The flagship shows get so formulaic, especially in the bubble. That has been tiresome. Also, I feel this way. The contestants don't get much chance before they're gone, and we have 30 new to connect with. That being said, would happily have BN content all year round. We never got summer or winter games in UK, so maybe something like that will be fun. Or Long Paradise, which is obviously the goat of all the shows. Thanks, Nicola. 918 area code. I feel like ABC is shoving as much content down our throats as possible to rebrand and distract after the recent chaos in the franchise, aka the fallout from Matt James's season, and it's way too much. Personally, I'm a fan of keeping it to one bachelor and one bachelorette, but maybe expanding the timeline of the shows, especially Paradise. We already have to suspend reality for the flagship shows and believe that couples who have known each other for 6 weeks should get engaged. But the 2 weeks in Paradise is borderline absurd. I think they should have more time to develop these relationships and make them seem believable. Maybe giving out more one-on-one date opportunities or group activities like the Paradise prom. Also, having four leads every year means there will be way too many potential people for Paradise, and some fan favorites will be missed. Thank you, 918. This is Emily from Iowa, who we joked about was giving away spoilered information last week.
Questioning your integrity, in fact.
A quick follow-up. That's questioning integrity, truly. A quick follow-up, but we were obviously joking. A quick follow-up from my previous mailbag response in honor of this week's poem segment. I was accused of writing in with a spoil. Boy, did that make my blood boil. I'm nothing close to reality, Steve. People who read spoilers are my biggest pet peeve.
Oh.
I promise I'm here for the right reasons. I've been listening to you guys 4 or 5 seasons. I'm a loyal Rosecast fan, so please, I beg of you, do not ban. I'll always be a listener, Rosecast for life. Now let's hope Michelle becomes a wife.
Wow.
Thank you, Emily. What's next week's question, Abby? Thank you for all the variety of paint. Obviously, most people are not too thrilled with this, but there were some decent
both ways.
Comparisons and justifications for ways. The opposite. Yeah.
I want to know how Michelle's doing. We're about halfway through. What do you think about Michelle so far? I've been seeing some
universal
different
praise, probably.
I don't think so. Been seeing some stuff on the Facebook group.
773-234-7794. What do you think of Michelle?
How's she doing?
Think she's going to find love? You think maybe her behavior might be a little different when she gets home? Oh, Minneapolis coming up already.
Ah.
Do you have a headline of the week, AB?
Yeah, I got two. There was one on from Women's Health. Tayshia Adams, Matt James, and more Bachelor Nation faves just ran the 2021 NYC Marathon. Here's how they did. Good article that I read about them. There was a laundry list of Bachelor and Bachelorette people that ran the marathon, and it had all their times. The best time of all of them was Dr. Joe, who smoked Bachelor Nation.
No kidding.
Yeah, Dr. Joe. He ran in like 3 hours and a half. Let me find it. Yeah, it was fast as hell. It was 3:21. Everyone else was in the fours or fives.
Wow.
Like Peter did it. You had a bunch of big names in here.
Really?
Tyler, Matt,
Tayshia. I don't know if Zach did it.
Zach apparently has ran 8 marathons. He's the marathon guy, apparently. So
all these people do marathons.
All these people just run marathons. I had no clue. Wow. But it's got all their times and all that stuff in there. And Dr. Joe was the winner of all of them. So,
wow. All right.
And then I had one more. I posted this on Twitter as well. The challenge, why Johnny Bananas should be the next lead of The Bachelor by Screen Rant. I think this post was directly made for me. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Johnny Bananas would be a great lead. He'd be like Blake Moynes, but on steroids. He's the exact same type of cornball. And he's polished. You think Blake's polished? This man's been on reality TV and hosting stuff for years. Decades.
He should host his season where he's the lead.
Yeah.
Like Bill Russell.
You want to get me invested into this double Bachelor season?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Cast Johnny Bananas.
Good headlines of the week. Rose League scoring update.
Oh, I haven't even checked where I did. How I did.
Pull it up. I got 151 points, which is good for 619th out of 824. So
I got 175 points. I'm in 338th this week, and I am still hovering. I'm within striking distance. I'm at 150 for the season.
Oh, that sounds like you've fallen behind some people who haven't cheated.
No. they're cheating. More cheaters came through.
We had a 14 person tie this week for the winning score. So I'm going to do a quick picking a winner randomly. Congratulations to all 15. The winner of this week's sticker is Team Dominique. Dominique, send us a message, pick a sticker. Congratulations.
Good job, Dominique. Quick AB's DFS rim. Yes. If you're not picking Nate in your lineups, you're a fool. He's blowing away the competition in average. He's up. He's at 38 points per episode rim. You understand that? The next highest is Rick at 30.
And then Rodney at 22. I mean, yeah. Nate's like having a player and a half.
Yeah.
He's Shohei Ohtani.
If you're not picking Nate, you're crazy. It's the safest pick of the season.
Everybody else down in the teens.
That's been AB's DFS.
Leroy is the lowest average. I'll just piggyback on this conversation. Leroy is the lowest remaining average point scorer with 10.3. The second lowest is Clayton.
The Bachelor.
Pick it up, dude.
There's going to be a moment. He's going to have some moment. There's something he did in this season that the producer said,
pulling out of a burning car or something.
This is the most safe person to cast before the season's over because this happened to him and it's an obvious Bachelor pick. Something's going to happen. We know that.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. That'll do it this week.
Mm-hmm.
Off to Minneapolis next week.
Can't wait. I'm going to the Midwest.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.